Hello, Metro Augusta. Hello, Georgia, and hello wherever you are. This is Janice Allen Jackson welcoming you to the April 10th edition of Local Matters, a show designed to make you a more confident voter and a more engaged citizen. As always, today's show is brought to you as a service of Janice Allen Jackson and Associates, which is my management consulting firm. We provide services to local government and nonprofit organizations, and you can learn more about us by checking our website, janiceallenjackson.weebly.com, or just Google Janice Allen Jackson and Associates. There you will find my bio, some of the services that I provide, and other information about the firm. If you haven't already, of course, we ask you to subscribe to our YouTube channel and to follow the Local Matters Podcast of Georgia on Facebook. When you follow and subscribe, you will receive a notification when we drop new episodes, and you'll also receive and see other information that will be helpful to you as you pursue your journey of becoming a more engaged citizen. Today, we are continuing our coverage of candidates for commission seats in Augusta. You know that we have already featured episodes with candidates from District 1, District 3, and District 5. Well, today is District 7 day, and we have both candidates who are running for that office to explain a little bit more about themselves and why they've chosen to run for office. However, before we get to those candidates, I do want to remind you of two upcoming candidate forums. The Partnership for the People, 12 Organizations Strong. We are doing two candidate forums on April 20th and on April 27th. They will be at A.R. Johnson Health Professions Magnet School on Laney Walker Boulevard. The first one begins at 10 a.m. It will feature all of our commission candidates in a forum where you can hear a little bit more about them than what we can offer on Local Matters due to our time constraints. And the second forum will feature candidates in the law enforcement arena. Those include candidates for Richmond County Sheriff, Augusta Judicial Circuit, Superior Court Judge, and District Attorney. And on that day, we'll have some discussion about the referendum that is on our Richmond County ballots related to whether the mayor should have the right to vote on all issues. These forums are presented in a nonpartisan way, which is to say that we do not endorse any candidates. We do not take positions on any issues, but we are there to ensure that you are indeed informed. Local Matters family, we are joined by a family friend. He is Big J, John Milton. How you doing today?
Hey, how you doing, Janice Allen Jackson?
I am cool. Hey, I will get straight to the point because I know you want everybody to know about this big event that you got coming up on Saturday, April the 20th. Tell us about it. What you gonna be doing that day and why?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. As you mentioned earlier, my name is John Milton, and we got something coming to the city April the 20th, that I think is going to be one of the biggest outdoor parties this city has ever seen in a long time. And I'm talking about the old school 70s party, April the 20th, 2024, at Augusta Common. The door opens at 3 o'clock, and the show starts at 4 o'clock.
Okay, I was wondering about that. So the gates do open. That's why the gates open at 3, so we can get there early.
Yes.
And you mentioned bringing the lawn chairs. Tell us about that.
Well, again, Janice, this is going to be an old school outdoor party. We got some of the baddest bands in the CSRA, local bands, national recording artists that are coming in. So we want you to come out, enjoy yourself, sit back with the lawn chairs. You got some blankets you want to lay on the ground, dance to some of them old tunes, some of them old 70 tunes. So it's going to be a good, fun atmosphere. Encourage everybody to come out and enjoy yourself. This is just a kickoff to the spring, the good time, the good weather. And we're looking for a good turnout with the CSOE. We just have a good time.
Okay, y'all. If y'all know John, John has a big beard, but he got more hair on his face than he got on his head. Now, you know it's the truth. And this is a 70s themed party. Are you expecting us to come in with an Afro wig on?
Yes, we are, because again, as you said, this is an old school 70s theme. 70s for those folks that was born back in the 70s, had a good time back in the 70s. And I remember I was born 1970, but I hate to tell my age, but I just did it. So back in the days when you was growing up, when you had to clean up the house on Saturday morning, you hear that Soul Train song come on. That's the old 70s I'm talking about. We want you to come out with the bell bottoms on, come out with your Afro wigs on, come out with your, if you got some fish in your stacks in your shoes, put them shoes on with the fish in the shoes. I still got a pair, Janice. I still got a pair. So I got a pair with the fish in it. I had to, they came down from generation to generation. But so,
Okay.
yeah, it's going to be a great event for the CSRA. Come out, just have a good time, support the cause, and we're looking for a great turnout.
Okay. And I also see you're going to have a contest for the best dressed
Yeah,
costume.
yes. Don't forget about the best dress costume contest. And also we're gonna do a best dressed lookalike contest. Lookalike. So if you looking like your favorite entertainer back in those days, you're looking like Aretha Franklin, you're looking like the rerun of Happy Days, any of those What's Happening days, if you got your, think you the best lookalike, we got a contest for that. So everybody come out, and before I forget, the funds that we raise for this outdoor party was an HIV fundraiser. So we also encourage everybody to get your test done, know your status, know your partner status. So even though we're having a good time and at the old school 70s party, we also want you to be mindful of your health, because as you say, your health is your wealth.
Okay. And this is a benefit for HIV awareness in the area.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's an angelic community resource, along with Magnificent Seven, putting this event together. Again, we mainly primarily focus on HIV testing, awareness, and education, to know their status, get the community in tested, just keep everybody healthy and know what's going on with their bodies.
Okay. Ticket prices $25 in advance. And where do I get advance tickets?
You can stop by Jay's Place Barbershop, which is on 1927 Olive Road. You can also go to the Cafe 209, all the locations of Crab King. You go to Speak Up Sis and Empowerment Center right down Riceboro Road. You definitely go to Eventbrite, get your tickets on Eventbrite. Howard's Upholstery, also stop by Howard's Upholstery at down Middlesbrough Road. I mean, Martin Luther King. As I say, Crab King. So Gracie's Elite Fitness, unique candle design, many different locations that you can get your tickets. As we said, they're $25 in advance and they're $35 at the door.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want our listeners to know about the event before we close out?
As I said before, this is a must-attend event. We encourage you to, reach back in the closet, get your bell bottoms, reach back in the closet, get your Afro wig, go back and get those shoes with the fish in it, because I got fish in my shoes right now. So I encourage you to come out, just have a good time. It's not mandatory, put on your old school, but if you want to do that, we'll encourage you to do it. A lot of vendors will be there. We also we're gonna have three different birthday parties. So we got people coming out celebrating their birthday parties. And Janice, as I said earlier, we're doing the old school Soul Train line. And on top of that, you with us, guess what we do? Soul Train Scramble Board.
Oh, okay.
We bringing back the Scramble Board. So hey, we got a couple. We're gonna pick out the crowd to come up and answer the question and do the Soul Train Scramble Board, Jumbotrons on the field. Again, we can also get the vendors be there with different foods. We also have the alcohol vendors out there, but the main thing is enjoy yourself. Get your information about your HIV. April the 20th, 2024, Augusta Common. Just come out and have a good time. And this is going to be an annual event. This is our second year doing it. So this is going to be on the calendar every year as an annual event, old school 70s party. Can you dig
I can dig it. I
it?
can't wait to see you in that Afro wig, man.
Yes, and also, if you haven't seen Waycross Slim, get your tickets and see Waycross Slim. He is a national smooth pimp daddy from back in the days, and Waycross Slim has ensured me that he'll be in the building also.
All right. All right. Thanks so much for joining us and telling us about the event.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Local Matters family, today we welcome Dr. Marshall Better. He is a candidate for Augusta Commission District 7. How are you doing today, Dr. Better?
I'm doing fine, and thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for signing up. Our tradition here on Local Matters that if you join the show once, you become a part of the family. So now you are officially part of our Local Matters family.
Love family.
All right, great. We do too. The first question that we're asking all of our candidates is just to simply explain why it is that you decided to make a run for this seat.
Well, I think it's a natural progression for me. I've served my patients my entire medical career life, and I stepped up to serve my country when I was about 50 years old. I joined the Navy, promptly got sent to Afghanistan and treated our troops there. And then I came back and I'm st stood up again and serving my veterans at the VA. I'm the chief of pain at the VA. And so now living in Augusta over the last 5 years and getting to know people and being really involved with my wife and a lot of charity work and philanthropy work, I realized that we really need people to step up again, because no one seems to want to step up for the commission, which has a lot of issues. And I really felt that I should do this. I could do this. I have the experience. And so that's why I'm running. I think that they need help, and I think I'm here at the right time to provide some of that. And I'm a Navy commander, ex-Navy commander, and I'm the proudest things I've ever done, and really helped our men and women over there. We did 250 mass casualty anesthetics. It was amazing. You really felt that you were doing something, and now I can continue helping them. And I do see people that were over there, and it's a great honor to be able to serve them.
Okay. And you may have answered my next question, but I will ask it anyway. The next question I'd like to ask all of our candidates is, if you think about your greatest accomplishments in your public life, what would those be?
Well, well, my proudest accomplishment is going into the Navy and surviving it. But I think I've done a couple other things that I think are great accomplishments. For one, when I came back and started the pain service at the Charlie Norwood VA here in Augusta, there was no pain service, which is an abominable, horrible thing not to have a pain service in a military, facility like the VA serving veterans. And so over this last 4 years now, from zero to this past fiscal year, we served in the pain medicine service 11,000 veterans. And so we have a 13-member team, which I've grown. We have totally interdisciplinary group with psychologists, with doctors of pharmacy, pain physicians, addiction medicine doctors, doctor of physical therapy. It is incredible. And so that to me is probably one of the greatest things, next to what I did at Augusta University, now called WellStar MCG, of course. And that is, I came, and 5 years ago they had no addiction service, and I worked with their Department of Health and Human Services. Actually, it was a health policy group, and we wrote a HRSA grant, federal grant, and we were only one of 10 sites in the entire nation that got this grant, and we brought in $2.6 million to start the Addiction Medicine Fellowship. So we now have four slots paid for by the federal government here at MCG that trains doctors in addiction medicine. One of them has stayed here and is now with me full time at the VA and part time, just like a little bit at MCG. And we're recruiting one of the other fellows to come back and be with us full time as well. And that's what the grant's about. The grant is about training doctors, not only in addiction, but to try and keep them in our community, which is an underserviced and at need community. So, done some really things I'm proud of here in Augusta. And I want to continue that on with the commission.
And as you speak of that, please tell me if you are successful in winning the seat to represent District 7, what would be some of your priorities?
Well, going around District 7 and the city, but specifically going to the town hall meetings and going to the weekend events and meeting people and on the road, everyone's got their own priorities. And I know the needs. I know well that people complain about the potholes and they have the stormwater runoff issues and the roads. And these are everywhere. People complain about this everywhere. And I think every commissioner's got to be prepared to stand up for their district and help as much as they can. But I think I have some special training and talents which can help direct the monies that will be coming to the state and already are coming to the city from the opioid settlement. This is from the Perdue and Johnson & Johnson settlement, and the money is going to be for treatment. And the mayor said, and I met him a couple of weeks back, and he said, "Well, we got $650,000 in, but I don't know how to spend it." He said, "I tried to give it to the police, and they said it's only for treatment, Mr. Mayor." And he's right. He needs someone who has experience in addiction and mental health issues to help direct where that money is going to go for appropriate treatment and appropriate places. And I think I can help guide that because, you know, the homelessness is a symptom. It's a symptom of many things, but it often goes together with mental health issues and addiction. And you've got to break this cycle because it all leads to crime, and no one's happy with crime. We want to be safe in our community. But if you want the city to grow and be vibrant, you have to contain these things so that industry will come, businesses will come. So I think it's all interlinked. And I really feel that at this time, I'm the right person to help guide this and help specifically for the addiction mental health issues. The money's coming into the city and into the state.
Thank you very much for that. As we do with all of the candidates, if our registered voters want to learn more about you, is there a social media page or a website or someplace you can direct them to learn more about you?
Yes, there is. It's votebetter.com, and better spelled my name, BEDDER, although they would be voting better. So votebetter.com. And
Thank you so much. Oh,
I
go right
thank you.
ahead.
I want to thank you for having me on.
Yeah, I was going to ask, we do have a couple minutes
Oh,
left. Is there
sure.
anything else you would like to share about your vision or your thoughts about serving in office? And I assume this is the first time that you would run for office.
That's correct. It is the first time. But I think one thing we all want as taxpayers and as citizens is we want fairness. We want our government to be fair. We don't want our tax money squandered. We don't tolerate in our own lives, you know, people misspending our money or taking my money, our money. So it's got to be, we need to shine a light on the commission. And the commission has to change. So the mayor needs to get a vote. People have to recognize on May 21st, it's not just the commissioners that are going to get elected, but there's a referendum to give Mayor Johnson an equal vote, which he does not have now on the commission. This will help to break the deadlock that has kept Augusta from moving forward. So it's very important. And I want to keep people accountable. I want to make sure that we audit departments. We know where that money is, and we don't allow things to happen like happened with Parks and Recreation, which is a shame. And I'll be watching for things like that.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing with us and allowing the registered voters in District 7 and all over Richmond County to learn more about you.
Thank you, too. It's been my pleasure.
Local Matters family, we are joined by another candidate for Augusta's District 7 commission seat, and that is Tina Slendak. She is here to tell us a little bit about herself and her platform. How are you doing today, Tina?
I'm fine, Janice. Thanks so much for letting me do this.
One of our missions here on Local Matters is to expose our listeners to as many of the candidates as possible. So I'm so glad that you accepted our invitation to come on to the show.
Sure.
We're going to start off by just asking the basic question that we ask everybody who's running. Why is it that you decided to run for this office?
Well, I've followed Augusta politics seriously for about a decade. I've lived in District 7 my entire life. So I'm not only familiar geographically with the district, but also I know what the citizens in this area face as far as the roads, the traffic, the drainage issues, where they're at, and what time of the year they have the most problems. I've wanted to run before, but I worked full time as an office manager, and I knew I could not, it wouldn't be fair to my employer or the citizens for me to try to do both jobs. I know some do it, but I know myself, and I think I would be more effective just being able to concentrate on one. So I let my firm know last year, actually, that I'm retiring after 20 years with them. And I plan to devote all my time to represent District 7 in the city. I think basically I decided to quit complaining and try to help find some solutions to the issues. And of course, with Sean Franham being term limited, I guess you can say everything just kind of fell into place.
Okay. Thank you for that. And as you think about your public life and some of the things that you've done, what do you consider to be your greatest accomplishment?
Well, Janice, I don't think I have just one, but many that make up what I consider to be a good citizen, employee, and a servant. I'm proud to say I've worked hard, both professionally, but also with my neighbors and fellow citizens, taking charge of the areas where we live. I've supported this community with, for decades with legwork. In researching issues. I've served on every executive board at my church my whole life for 50, over 50 years. I don't have a big list of college degrees and achievements for myself because everything I have achieved has taken help from other people. In the end, I kind of think that's what accomplishment is. Working with others toward a common goal and a solution. So I hope if I'm elected District 7 commissioner, I can certainly add this to the list the next time we talk.
Okay, thank you for that. And you mentioned your church. Now, which church is it that you attend?
I attend St. Mark Global Methodist Church. It's on the corner of Washington Road and Woodbine.
Okay, know exactly where.
And right, I've been a member there my whole life. I was actually the first baby baptized in that sanctuary.
Oh,
I
wow.
thought
Okay.
it's kind of neat, I guess. But yes, my parents were have been there since way before I was born, and we've stayed on that little corner, and it's just a wonderful place to be.
All right. Thank you for that. And as you think about service on the commission, if you are successful in winning this seat, what would be your first priority as a new commissioner?
Well, as with going into any new position, of course, there's many things to learn and get acquainted with. I have followed every commission meeting over the past 8 years, either in person or online. So I'm pretty up to speed on a lot, but of course, there are many things and issues I'm not privy to right now as a private citizen, but I'm excited to start learning about that. I hope later I can attend some training to hear from other cities in Georgia and gather ideas, of course, that'll help here. I myself, I'm a fiscal conservative, and I believe that the government needs to operate like the majority of hardworking people do. I think we need to cut the fat out of our budgets. Whatever money that comes into us, taxes, fees, I believe needs to be spent wisely. And I believe it should be accounted for accurately in all departments. I will not vote for a tax increase. I believe we already pay too much sometime for what we're getting back in service. I believe there's got to be a lot more communication between department heads to keep from duplicating or even dropping the ball on some services, which is currently happening. Parks and rec. Parks to me are an important part of life for kids and families. I grew up in the Vineland Park myself, where I was when I was a child, and I just think every area in Augusta, the families and kids should have access to a clean park and a safe park, that wiring is done right and maintenance is done. I just think that's very important. And I hope to work with the new Parks and Rec head to prioritize some areas of big concern. If the vote passes to give the mayor a vote, I'll certainly work with him and whoever else is appointed to begin to review the city charter and see if there isn't a more efficient way to run this government. I plan to work with all the commissioners. I know almost all of them very well, and I hope to work toward a common goal so that we can get the city running more efficiently. And I hope they'll say the same about me. But I do urge all citizens to vote yes on the mayor having a vote. So those are my priorities in a nutshell.
Okay. All right. Thank you. If our registered voters in District 7 or really throughout the city want to learn more about you, where can they go to do that?
Okay, well, I have a website and it's tinaforaugusta.com. I also have a Facebook page which is called Tina Slendak for Augusta. And of course, you can call or text me anytime, 706-831-0279.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. We've got another minute and a half. Is there anything else you want to share with your registered voters as they make a
Sure.
decision about who it is that they want to
Okay.
vote in this race?
Okay. I've got 20 years experience as the office manager for Cheatham Fletcher Scott Architects, one of the Augusta's leading architectural firms. During my time here, I've handled HR, billing, collections. I've written RFPs, RFQs, bidding procedures, and construction contracts. So I know my way around that. Prior to coming here to CFS, I worked for 20 years at MCG as an administrative assistant in the Department of Continuing Education, excuse me, and a graphic design specialist in the Department of Medical Illustration. I've been on the board of National Hills Neighborhood Association for 15 years and a member of the board of trustees for the neighborhood pool for 30. And in those capacities, I've worked many times with planning and zoning boards and presented at commission meetings regarding the issues in my neighborhood. I will say personally, I've been married. It'll be 50 years in November, and have also supported my husband along his way of founding and growing a successful engineering firm. He too plans to retire. However, I'm sure most of his time is going to be spent on the golf course. So we have one adult son, Andy, and like I said earlier, we're lifetime members of St. Mark Global Methodist on Washington Road. So, I graduated from Westside High School, actually the first class to go all 3 years after it was built. So it's been a long time ago, but patriot forever. And I attended Augusta Tech and learned the skills that carried me into my career at the medical college. I'm personally a huge proponent of technical and trade education. I did attend classes in history and communications at what was then Augusta College, and I enjoyed that very much. I still work hard for District 7 in the city. It's the only place I've ever lived, and I love it. And some are going to say that being a native Augustan is not important, that living here for 5 years is enough. But no, I believe it brings a special knowledge to the job. I'll promise you I'll respond to you in a timely manner and keep you informed on what is happening. And Janice, I would just consider it an honor for the citizens of District 7 to cast a vote for me.
All right. Thank you so much for joining Local Matters family.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Please join Local Matters next week when we'll have candidates for Augusta Commission Super District 9. I close with my favorite Bible verse, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. This show is designed to contribute to each of those, giving you the power that comes with knowledge, demonstrating love for your local community, and offering you wisdom for decision making so that you possess a sound mind when it comes to these topics. Please tune in next Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. or Thursday at 7 p.m. here on 103.7 FM or 1600 AM. Or please go to SoundCloud, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts at any time, because local matters.